Welcome to the Transform Sales Podcast, where forward-thinking business leaders come to share their experiences and ideas, learn from each other, and amplify their results together.
Hey guys, what's up? Amir Ryder here for another episode of the Transform Sales Podcast, the software seller demo review series. I got my guest, Matt McQuinn, co-founder of Coldlytics. Matt, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey man, good to be here. Excited to chat.
Awesome. Oh, I got some questions for you. We're gonna be talking about Coldlytics, highlighting some of your features. Before that, maybe quick introduction about who you are and what brought you to co-founding Coldlytics to begin with.
Yeah, 100%. So again, my name is Matt McQuinn. I'm one of the two co-founders here at Coldlytics, founded by myself and Richard Francis out of London. I'm in New Brunswick, Canada. We both come from a marketing background, him on the web development and software side of things, and myself from the outbound world. And I cut my teeth doing deal origination for M&A advisors. And it was very high stakes, very high expectations. And I've experienced everything that could go wrong with data. And in that process, I was looking for innovative solutions, new products in this space. And we ended up getting connected through a Reddit thread where Coldlytics, in its very infantile stage, was looking for its sales and marketing arm of the business. And that became me. So we ended up taking everything that I learned from all the pain I experienced in building lists and sending emails to the wrong data, wrong people, getting things that were wrong, wasting hours, days, time, making embarrassing mistakes, and saying, hey, there's a better way to do this. There's a simpler way to do this. Let's help people experience the better way to use data.
So basically, you suffered, you had some pain, you're an expert about outbound B2B. Data drives everything, and then you fix the problem. I love the Reddit plugin, Dark Social, man. Go for there. It's like, you would have thought that kind of brought you together, right. Which is awesome. So for anybody listening, Coldlytics is a B2B data provider. Matt McQuinn is an expert in B2B sales, and he basically experienced problems and then decided to fix it with his own offering, which I love. What does your software help users do today that they couldn't do before Coldlytics existed?
Yeah. So what we do is take all of the things that everybody hates to deal with in data and resolve it. So sourcing data, we do the sourcing of the data, the cleansing of the data, the validating the data, all that takes place. All that is delivered to you on a spreadsheet when you get it back. So you don't have to go through, scrub the list, and have to download it and upload it to some other platform to make sure that the emails are good. Like, there's no additional steps you have to take besides actually taking action and outreaching to that prospect list. So we give you an actionable list that you can walk away with right away. And some of the different things that we're doing is that we don't just scrape data and provide it to you. Like, everything is researched from scratch. So you come into our platform, it's self-serve, and you can input exactly what your ideal customer is. And we will then go out and we'll scrape the companies that match your criteria, but then we put it through several filters, including a level of human research where actual people go out and find the contact information for those leads. So we're producing fresher leads than you can get anywhere else because everything's been collected in real time for you on demand and then validated at the end. So we found that's the best way to A, get the freshest, most up-to-date data, but it also gives us a unique opportunity to kind of add some filters and things that you might not be able to get elsewhere. So we have things that you can filter for, like checking, find out if a company's built on WordPress and how fast their website loads simultaneously. So you could even filter and say, only give me companies in such and such a niche that have a WordPress site that loaded slower than 2 seconds because they're not optimized for Google. That's a great client for me, for example. So we can do stuff like that that's really unique. And so we're creating data points and adding filters all the time that are specific to use cases rather than just saying, here's a bunch of data points, here's a bunch of data, do with it what you will as a sales team. We're saying, what are the actual like implemented use cases of this data? And so a lot of our business is marketing agencies. And so that's the first thing we've prioritized is saying, hey, what do agencies do with data? They're looking to find out if people are advertising, if they've got pixels on their website, if they've optimized their Google business profiles, have they claimed them? All this is stuff that we are collecting and sharing with the users. If they want that data, it's available when they get the list. It's not just a bunch of bobs at XYZ companies that you can buy from any source. It's really tailored to that use case. And as we grow and continue to bring in customers from other niches, we'll continue to add more use case data points like that, that really gives you an edge. So when you go to use that data, you're not just sending a generic email blast. You're saying, hey, your website loaded at this speed, or you came up in this search position at this search rank, and you really should be up here, or you didn't claim your Google Business Profile. Like, you've got actionable, tangible things to talk about, not just BS fluff that you came out and sent to 1,000 people.
So basically, before Coldlytics, buyers would work with ZoomInfo and Apollo. They're both awesome companies that we work with in our marketplace. For sure. But then have to, if they wanted quality, right, they would have to refine it, put it through an email list, verify, see what emails are valid, then maybe check accept all, right? And then do more research on it, where with Coldlytics, they don't have to do all that process. They can be niched in, and then you're doing all that, and they're getting the end product of verified data by humans, but through a platform, right? And then you kind of mentioned, you know, who your ideal customers for this product is. Would you say that ideal customer are marketing agencies?
I would say that because I came from that background. So the first thing
Okay to say that.
Yeah. So I came from that background. I was like, let's solve this problem for these guys first. Right. And so that's where we got some of our first customers and first traction. But it's really being used by corporate sales teams in many different niches. But I would say probably 80% of our users so far are actually digital agencies for that reason.
Because we've got that use case. And when I go through these demos, right, I ask the questions about who your ideal clients is, and I'm trying to drill down that 80-20 rule. So
it, I got you. Let's go with digital agencies.
Yeah, you've got big clients, and like that's a tough thing, right? When buyers are looking for they you know, you can service a big thing, but yeah, honing in on that sales agency, you came from that world. Website traffic, that's something you brought up, right? MQLs, like it's just a little bit unique to that. So like, tell me, so let's talk about sales agencies and marketing agencies. They're similar too. I think sales and marketing agencies are kind of coming closer as we kind of turn into revenue, right? In a way, and there's a little bit of overlap, but like, how would, and before we get to a demo, we'll do a demo after this, but like, how would a sales agency measure the success of your product currently? Like, what's that metric that they typically measure, their level of satisfaction with Coldlytics?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, when you buy data from any source, data in itself is a commodity. So everybody can find contact information. And ultimately, if you want to dig in and do it manually, you can do so. So it's a matter of saying, hey, when I have a list in front of me and I reach out to these prospects, does it produce a similar result? Is it better than what I tried somewhere else? Was there some advantage over my system before? Was it faster? Did it save me time? And these are the things that our clients are looking at to say, hey, it's saving us time. It's getting us more niche insights that we didn't have before. That's kind of how they're measuring success. The other big thing is that if you look at a system, like let's take Seamless, for example. We haven't mentioned them yet. They're another major player in this space. Seamless is a really unique platform, but it has holes in where they provide specific data. So there's some niches, especially like home service niches, that they just don't really touch. For whatever reason, it doesn't show up in the results in the companies that they scrape. And so being able to say, hey, look, when we pull a list from Apollo, Coldlytics, ZoomInfo, and Seamless, where do we get the most results from? Ultimately, that increases your total addressable market because you have more people you can reach. So that's definitely another way to measure if this is a successful tool for you and your business, because it creates more ceiling, more room for you to grow.
Yeah. So the niches are where you guys really, really strive. And a lot of it is because the big players, that their process is where you begin, not where you end, right?
Exactly.
It's like you're beginning there and then you're refining, kind of like taking a barrel of oil and you can make multiple products out of it.
Right.
The ZoomInfo, the Apollos, they're delivering a barrel of oil, right?
Right.
And then you're working with similar providers that they would use, right? Because it's data is a commodity, right? Which everyone knows. And then you're refining it and you're finding success within niches like marketing agencies. Also it sounds like legal. I saw that on your website, right? And it sounds like some of the local businesses are where you guys, are super strong, and which is awesome. Talk to me about, can you show us something today? Yeah. Is there anything you can walk us through? Awesome.
Okay. So this is a list of tasks that I've worked on or just done demos with in the past. This is what it looks like when you log in. You'll see all of the different lists that you've requested. Let's go ahead and click on new task. So a task is a list that you're requesting from our research team. We'll go over to small businesses and we'll set, you could go, as small as a city or a suburb, but let's go just for the sake of this example, countrywide, we'll do United States. And then we'll go to next and we'll come in here and do a search term. So let's take, you mentioned legal, let's do lawyers for a second. And we'll do a niche example with lawyers, because many people work with lawyers, but they work really well with a certain type of lawyer because they have that experience, right? And so they can sell better to that. They might have a case study with somebody who specializes in immigration law, for example. So being able to find those lawyers is difficult on most platforms. You just find lawyers and then you kind of have to refine it or hope that that's a service they offer. So let's take a look at how we would get those specific types of lawyers. Let's go to seniority level. We'll set the owners and founders of these organizations, or maybe just one of the individual lawyers. So we're happy with those job titles. We'll click next. We're going to go into filter and we're going to use my favorite filter here. It's called website keywords. We're going to check the website to make sure that they offer immigration law. If I could spell it. Immigration law. So let's make sure that appears on the website. Or let's say you also can work with people that specialize in family law. So we'll enter family law and make sure that that appears on the website. So we'll check to see either both of these terms appear or one of them appears on the website. So then you know that you're dealing with the right types of companies. Another example I had earlier, just prior to this podcast, actually, somebody was working in the restoration niche. So let's go with restoration for a second. Restoration companies are, to most people, like an emergency restoration service. Your home floods, you need somebody to repair your basement, fix whatever, redo your driveway, etc. But what happened was when they got their list back, there was some people that specialized in like brownstone restoration, old stonework restoration, marble restoration, kind of niche restoration services. And they were looking for more of the traditional emergency services. So what we did for them was we came in here, said, let's look for our decision makers. Let's go to filter, website keywords, and then add terms like wind and fire. And if these are showing up on the website, then you know that for sure you're dealing with the right type of restoration company and you don't have to deal with the other sub niches that aren't relevant to emergency restoration services. So this is kind of one unique filter that I use all the time and show a lot of people because it really gives you a niche advantage over any other type of data that I've seen you can access anywhere else.
Well, it's a big deal. It's time efficiency, right? Like if you're working with unrefined data, you're just wasting time of high, right, you know, SDRs or expensive agencies, right? So it's like farming. Like if you don't start with the right seeds, you can have bad outputs, right? So it takes for 99% of the businesses out there, they would need niche data, right? And a lot of them end up using their budget on a more wholesale data provider like a ZoomInfo or Apollo, which are great, but they can get in front of the wrong buyer faster. And then that person buys that data and now their budget's gone. And now it affects their whole SDR's performance for a year versus starting off with niche data, which then improves the SDR's performance, the AE performance, the CRO, the VP of sales, and ultimately everything. Right. So it's like one of those things where, if you're a buyer of data and you pull the trigger too soon, you might have already used your whole year budget and now everything downstream is going to be affected, right?
That's right. Yeah.
I made that mistake. I've spent millions of dollars on data over the years. And if I can go back in time, I would have probably been a little more niched, but keep going.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We talked about kind of who's the 80-20, like who's the ideal customer, who's, you know, the best user of Codelytics so far. And of course, I've mentioned that's been marketing agencies. So some of the unique things that you can do in here are looking at the technologies of the companies that you're looking at. So we're going to continue to add to this list. But right now we've got e-commerce detection. So if you specialize in like e-commerce conversion rate optimization or, you know, PPC for Shopify stores, etc.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah.
Focusing on that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can specify the type of store that you're looking for in here, or a lot of guys are doing SEO or website development. You can find WordPress sites. Let's go for this example, WordPress sites that are not optimized for Google. So we're going to then use our page speed detection, and we'll set a minimum page speed of 3000 milliseconds, so 3 seconds or slower. So now you're getting a list of let's say, niche websites. This could be a Shopify store that's loading in more than 3 seconds, or it could be a WordPress site, et cetera, however you want to set this up, to find clients that fit the exact problem you have, instead of saying, hey, we want to work with people that have WordPress built site, because that's what we optimize. It's like, no, we know they are also built on WordPress and they have the problem that we solve. So that's, again, another niche way that you can look at using Codelytics. I'll pause here. Any questions on kind of that example?
No, it sounds like you guys have a lot of niches that exist right now and you're expanding on it, right? So yeah. I don't, right? If one of your pain points is that you help website speed increase, then this would be a filter that would actually give you the ability to be very direct and say, hey, I checked out your website and notice the speed was XYZ. We help companies go from XYZ to XYZ, and you can just be more direct, more effective. This also plays into some of the new email rules that are being released by Google, where they're talking about 5,000 email limits per day, 0.3% spam rate. So like, if you see what's happening in the industry, Google and Microsoft all want you to send emails that are better targeted, right? Because spam really means that it just, you know, I send Matt an email and I'm a data company and I'm trying to sell him data and he's a data company. Like that's kind of spam, right? It's not, doesn't really have value. So this also kind of plays into the whole going to market. Email's not going to go away. Email's not going anywhere, but you're going to have to get niched, right? So this kind of flows into what's going on, where buyers want to receive quality messages regardless, but also the actual channels themselves are now tightening it out, and they will reward those that are sending good emails by allowing you to have a good sender score. It's simple as that. It's not even just a reply rate or response rate. It's also like your ability to get the emails delivered. So I don't have any questions.
No, that's awesome. I'll show you one more just for fun. Another popular use case amongst agencies is the advertisers filter. So we come down here and we can find out if a company is already advertising on one of these platforms. And so a lot of people think they do this backwards at first. They'll go, we want to find people, we offer PPC services, we want to find people that aren't advertising yet. It's like, well, actually your best customers are people that are probably already spending money on the thing that you sell, and you have a better mousetrap. You sell something better, you do something better than what your competitor does. And most people that spend money on ads aren't happy with the results of their ads. They might work a little bit, they might work from time to time, but most people have experienced a whole lot of lost money on advertising if they've done it at all. So to be able to filter a list and say, hey, look, we're looking for restoration companies that are currently advertising on one of these three platforms, we have case studies that we can show them that show, look, this restoration company, we took over their advertising, and within 3 months, they generated an extra $1 million in revenue or whatever the numbers might be. That's super powerful. And you can sell based on that, going into it with this data that, hey, you're probably running ads and you're probably not getting the most return you could get. And we can show you how to do that. You don't even have to cancel. Yeah,
well, if you're an agency specializing in doing what Matt just said, those are going to be your best clients anyways. You don't want to waste time. Anybody else you waste time with is going to churn, not be happy, take meetings, never buy. So it's like, you might as well only focus on the people you can help with a specific message. Back to my whole thing. It's like the seeds of a farm. Like if you want palm trees and you plant different trees, you're going to pull them out and yank them. You're not going to want them. That's the same thing with prospecting, right? So this also makes sense to it. You know, we have a good partner, a good friend of mine, Gil Alouche from metadata.io, and they help companies that spend over $10,000 in marketing budget. So like this would also, if they did have outbound, and Gil, if you are listening, this would apply to your team, because you would want to be focusing on companies that advertise on Google and LinkedIn, because it would be wasted your time to do outbound to anybody else.
Yeah, so that's a little sneak peek there at the platform. And if there's something else you wanted me to dive into, I can open up the screen share again.
This is awesome. I'm like, this is going to be the first of many times we talk, and I'm probably going to ask you for some sample data from some agencies that we work with to see how it works. But talk to me about where people, you know, for anybody listening, they have a 7-day trial. You can get some data for, I think, only $7, and the link is below. So if you're looking to try out some data, if you're a marketing agency and you're on this and you're listening to this, I would give it a shot. But for any of those that are not yet comfortable with going direct to the site and trying out your trial, and they want to kind of learn from you and pick your brain, what's the best way for them to connect with you, Matt?
Yeah, if you want to connect with me directly, I still man the live chat and our website. I think that's the best when you reach out and you actually get a founder. You don't get somebody trained with a script that's not familiar with your experience or your business. Like I built this business to serve people, and that's what I'm going to do. So if you want specific help or you want a demo specific to yourself, ask questions, anything like that, hit me up on the live chat and the website, and I get back to you pretty fast. I'm happy to do that. And also go by email, of course, at matthew@coldlytics.com, but fastest is that live chat.
Awesome. You got to come next year to Medellin on May 16th. We're going to have the second annual sales agency growth summit. I'm sure we'll have some marketing agencies there. So it'd be great to have you down, helping the community grow. Matt, I appreciate your time. I love what you built. We love tools that specialize in helping specific buyers. And everybody who's been listening, thank you for tuning in to the Transform Sales Podcast. This is the software demo series. And Matt McQuinn, co-founder of Coldlytics, I'm going to let you go. Get back to manning that live chat and helping people. And everybody, thank you for tuning in today. Take care.
Thanks, Amir.